It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it's Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller and Judy Leach from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
Well, somebody once talked about living in interesting times.
Yeah.
And we certainly do live in interesting times. And I think it's very interesting because the challenge that we're all facing in terms of COVID and the pandemic is stimulating a lot of dialogue and discussion, especially around rights, you know, the rights of individuals versus the need for public safety. And I think that that is a very healthy dialogue. And I hope that as we emerge from this pandemic, which I predict will probably start to fade in about a year based on what other pandemics have done in the past. Not to say that it will go away. It's going to be with us from now on, but as a pandemic will fade. I hope that as we exit that this experience, this somewhat of a nightmare that we're going through, we'll learn a few things about ourselves and maybe figure out some of this stuff that we're debating. One of the debates right now that I am getting a lot of emails and phone calls and letters about, which I think is very interesting, is around whether or not healthcare workers should be mandated to get vaccinated. And it seems that things are falling in two extremes. Some people feel that all healthcare workers should be vaccinated and not allowed any medical exemptions or religious exemptions, and that this is necessary for the safety of healthcare, while other people are at another extreme of this discussion and saying that they feel that this is an extreme violation of civil liberty and unconstitutional, and that they feel that it is wrong to require vaccination. So that's a very interesting dichotomy. And of course, we're kind of stuck in the middle of this discussion as healthcare workers and hospital systems, hospitals and clinics. What we're following here locally are the mandates from the state health department. California Department of Public Health has clearly mandated that we have to vaccinate all of our staff, that we also in the process have to respect certain, I guess you could say, exemptions, specifically for medical conditions and also for religious beliefs. The latter is, of course, a little bit of a prickly discussion because it's hard to judge whether somebody actually believes in something or not. So in the end, when we try to respect personal privacy, and in this country we really value the right to religion and religious expression, we have to err on the side, I think, of respecting people, and if they say that that's their religious belief, we have to accept that. It's a tough thing because we're not only trying to think about the patients who come into the hospital, but we're also trying to think about the rights of our employees, our staff, our physicians. I will say that I'm very happy to report that since the state put in this mandate, the majority of our staff who were unvaccinated have chosen to proceed to be vaccinated. And I'm very, very happy with that. We have about 330-some employees in the hospital. And when we started, there was about 100 that were still holding out. And now that number is down to well below 30. I think it's 18. Judy corrects me. It's 18 now. That's a really good thing. The medical staff, interestingly, were almost 100% vaccinated when we started. There was one person who was granted an exemption, one physician. But we're almost essentially at 100% vaccinated for the medical staff. So anyway, I think it's a very interesting time, as I said, a very interesting dialogue. I plan to devote this week's Miller Report to going into more detail about the state mandate and maybe giving some more statistics about healthcare worker vaccination in our county.
Judy, what do you have to add to this?
Well, I want to first of all thank Dr. Miller because I think the Miller Report gives such timely news to our community. People are seeking information right now. And Dr. Miller, the Miller Report answers so many questions and also gives timely advice for the changes in science that have been published. And so much thanks to you. We can find the Miller Report, obviously, in our local newspapers, also online. And so we encourage our community to engage in that. Dr. Miller was talking about our staff and indeed the need to support our staff. You know, our staff have been at this digging deep for, well, a year and a half of giving 110% of themselves to the health and wellness of this community. And frankly, they have taken a toll through this process, but they are resilient, they are committed. This is where they want to be. We do have many job openings here at the Coast, and we encourage our community. If you're looking to make a difference in the world, think about healthcare. Those jobs are posted online. Some of you have been trying to get through to our clinics for an appointment, and we apologize if there have been delays. We know that there have been. We've been going through some changes with technology when it comes to our fax machines and our phone. I know some pharmacies recently discovered that the faxes they were trying to send to us were not coming through, and so we are addressing those. We want the community to know that this matters deeply to us, and so thank you for your patience with us. But once again, healthcare workers are on the front lines. We continue to be committed to serving this community.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking on a subject this morning that could get very emotional very quickly, and just trying to present it as low-key as possible. My thanks, I'm sure, and our listeners' thanks to both of you, no matter what anyone believes, just putting it out, laying it on the line this morning, and we all just have to take it from here. My thanks to both of you for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.